Yeah, okay, good. So there is a concept of mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho. You have two options in front of you. You know, you could do the mitzvah or you could delegate it to somebody else. So it's better for you to do the mitzvah, because why are you having a shliach do it when you could do it yourself? So what if that other is not really a person, but it's a device using a microphone, texting, a phone call, emails? What if you perform the mitzvahs through those things? So we'll go to the first sources to discuss these things. It's a little bit on the lower tech side, because email was not invented when Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva in the 1950s. But when we see the concept behind it, we're able to apply it to Skype and to Google Hangouts and all the modern day ways of communicating and expressing. You know, I think it was the Jetsons, one of those cartoons, I was a kid. They had like, you could see a picture of somebody, right? They had FaceTime on the Jetsons, right? As a kid, they'll never come up with that. Wow, okay, here we are. So the first thing you have in front of you, these are Rav Asher Bush's sources. You were from Igris Moshe, Yorde Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish. Okay, Rosh Chol. Hine, Poshel and Yizdaiti. It's so obvious to me, says Rav Moshe, Sh'af Shemekai Mitzvah, the Biker Cholim. If you make a phone call and somebody's not feeling well, so certainly you get the mitzvah biker cholim. Avol ena shayich lo mashiyotzi de chavasa kevan shechosu bebikur ze inyonim hacherim sheish bebikur cholim. So there's things that you can't do over the phone. What an example if you make a phone call for biker cholim, just couldn't happen if you're not there personally.
The personal presence,
they see you came, that you made the effort to come out there. I forget who it was telling a story, I think maybe Official Schachter, that one time a person walked very far to on Shabbos to do Bikur Cholim, and the person was sleeping.
Oh,
so they got annoyed. they slammed the door to wake them up. Look, I'm here. Missed the whole point of it. But when you're in person, the Moshe will say, there's certain things that you see. I think we've discussed this in classes on Bikur Cholim. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to daven on behalf of the Chola. You have to daven for them. So just to go and visit them without davening for them is not the mitzvah of B'Shlemusa. So too, when you're over the phone, you don't really see. You might hear about how they're doing, but it's when you see them hooked up and everything like that in the whole situation, then it feels a bit. Rak yotze mizeh she'im eif sharlo l'kayim v'halicha l'sham lo nifl l'gamri el tzorech l'vaki b'ma she'ef sharlo l'chol apachos inyin echad ol shnayim shugam ayidei ha, what's that word? Ayidei ha, telephone, right? Okay, fourth line, telephone. So if you could go there, you should go there, but you could get, we'll call it partial fulfillment. It's not the best way, but you do get something, obviously. If you call, it's how you doing? I'm thinking about you. Do you need anything? That's part of it. V'chein ein araya shehevi. Sivches debecholah shekashlo ledibor ein mevakrin olav b'fonav ela nichnosim b'beis achitzon v'sholen im tzrichim l'chaved l'rafatz v'shomen tzaro mevakshin rachmim. Amash ein etzorech lios noichach acholah. You don't have to be in front of him kidei l'kayim ha-mitzvah, right? So asking, maybe I don't need to be there physically, because you see, if you stand in the outside room and you're asking, do they need anything? Are the sheets being changed? Are there being the meals being delivered? D'sham ha hu chole she'ev shar lefonav. Ava b'chole she'ev shar levakro. In a case where you could go there befonav, mechuyovim levakro befonav. B'shvil atam she'imtso nachas ruach b'zeh. It's like you said, the personal, connection, you go to see the person and you cared about them. She'ain shaykh ze el b'fonim. You can't get that over the phone. We can't replace that. V'gam machma shehar meharia misragesh b'mavaker yoser mavakesh yoser tachanunim. You're going to daven better for the person when you see how they are, their situation. V'gam ulai and perhaps the tefillah will be more accepted as well because the Shechina is there. Apparently, someone's told me, Rav Bick, they asked Rav Bick a question about the boy sick in the dormitory, if you're allowed to sleep on the bunk bed ahead of him because the Shechina is al rosho. So Rav Bick did not like this question. He didn't think it was a real question. So according to the first truth we see from Moshe, this again, Yoredei Chelik Aleph, that It's possible to do with a telephone, but it's certainly better to go in person. Now the tshuva is Or Chaim Chilek Dalid.
Would there be a difference? We started out with the Jetsons business. Would there be any difference at all? Skype or that thing where the person can actually see your face and interact. And it's a different interaction.
It's a better interaction, but still, it's not. It's not the. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if Ramosha is saying you have to do whatever you can do, so obviously, if Skype is better than a phone call, right? A WhatsApp, right? It's better than just a phone call. You don't get to see the person, so that would help. But this last part about seeing the situation. I mean, even if they're gonna, you'll see in the room how everything is, what the situation is. It's better, but it's not the ideal. He's saying,
where's the chiyuv?
Bikur cholim.
Well, I know there's a mitzvah, but I mean, what's the chiyuv here? I don't understand.
Being physically present.
I don't understand the
chiyuv.
What is this?
Meaning, really, back in the day, before telephones, how did you do bikur cholim? You physically went there, right? So now I have a way of getting there and talking to the person without being there.
So how often is this chiyuv?
How many times? I mean, how frequently you should go? I'm not sure what the frequency of Bikur Cholim is. It's a good question. I could look into it. I'm not sure.
Every time I hear of a chola, I need to suddenly.
I have to hear of a. Meaning, I'm going to spend my entire life now. I'm just going to be visiting people. Because unfortunately, no, I know, but right. What's the balance? What's the shear for that? I'm not sure. I like the question. I'm not sure.
Or with a single individual, with chola, maybe it's once a day.
That the Shulchan Aruch brings that. One should daven on behalf of the chola.
I tell you that my wife did 3 years of instruction to new volunteers with the big
volunteer. Yeah,
I never heard that.
I'll ask Mara also because she used to do it to St. Peter's.
Leon is a dedicated volunteer, so he may be different.
So he actually, Moshe says this in the next paragraph, in the next tshuva. B'davers imekai mitzvahs nichum aveilim. Oh, so this is now not bikur cholim. This is nichum aveilim. You make a shiva call over the phone. Al yaday. What's the next word?
Ha-telephone.
Can you make a phone call for that? Now, I don't think we'd even think about Skyping into or doing anything like that. It just would seem inappropriate to Skype into a thing. Sometimes at funerals they'll have that, so the people can see the hespedim, but the actual shiva call, I don't think it's done. Hine benichim aveilim ikatarte inyon. There's two parts to it. Chada, one aspect, letoivas aveilim hachayim. Right, the one part is to greet the people who are sitting shiva and to comfort the living. Sheheim trudim ma'oid b'tzaram mechuyav ledaber alibo lenachmo b'shvil zeh. You have to speak to them and to try to give them nachama. Harei gam kein mechuyav leilech leveisa lemakom shehu nimsa. Right, shnias tovas letovas hames. And the other one is it's a covenant for the nifter to go there and drink that. But if the holidays are comforting the people who are there, mash melish mitzadho ovel achai in regards to the person, the avelim who are alive, shaych lechayim gam like they had telephone. That you can do that. Especially we'll add in if it's not possible to get there, they're in Eretz Yisrael or they're on the you're on the East Coast or on the West Coast or the vice versa, you're on the West, whatever it is, you can't get there. Af mitzadho ovel achai nami. Look what's underlined. Da af odiv kishabo lasham. When the person physically goes there, that's also part of the nechama that they get. Lechein lemaisa im evshelo leilech lebeisa aveilim shu kiyam mitzvah shlema lo shayich shipatir b'telephone. If you could get there, imagine it's in town. So if it's in town and you really could get there, so you should get there. You shouldn't just make a phone call if it's in town and you need. For whatever reason, if you couldn't, I forget where I saw this from. I think it might have been Rav Palm's biography, but I'm not positive. Felt there was an inyan not to go like the last night, because then it makes it seem to the oval like I had to get it in, right? Like I mean, sometimes it happens. If you don't go there, it's not gonna happen.
3 days. I mean,
right. There's halachas that said the first day, but maybe it wasn't Rav Palm. I forget exactly who made it seem like
close friends or something.
Yeah, Afkatzas mitzvah yesh gam al yidei ha-telephone. Shlechein im iev shalo leches lebeis ha-veilim kigon machmas choli, person sick themselves. Or shu Torah betirda, the mitzvah, you're learning in yeshiva now, and you can't get to leave yeshiva to go make the shiva call. Yesh levchi l'kai masha efshalo. You should do what you could do. Yesh l'nachim al yidei ha-telephone. Okay, you can make the good. Gam kein ika bezeh mitzvah v'lo yomer ki me'ach she'ena yochel eilech lebeis ha-veilim. Don't say, since I can't go, ain alav shum... Shuv shum chi of klal. Then I'll, like, since I can't go physically, I can do anything. So Rosh, there is a kiyum of this over thing. Is that the best way? No. But is it better than nothing? Yeah, one should do that if they could do that. So Moshe's tshuva by bigacholim and by nichem aveilim. So yeah, you could do it through phone, through an email, through a text. It's again not ideal. Ideal is to go in person, but okay, it is what it is.
When it comes to mitzvahs like this. Is there an Iker mitzvah and then like a Mahadrin, a Hedron mitzvah? Like, what differentiates between the basic field and with a little bit of an extra, we know that you buy a kosher esrog, you waste the mitzvah. But there's an Indian of Hedron mitzvah buying a nicer esrog. So is there an Indian of Iker Cholom and there's Hedron Iker Cholom, which is actually going there in person and doing other things, or Nicham Avel?
Yeah, you can phrase it that way. It's do the mitzvah. It's do the mitzvah in a better way.
But is there a bottom line point? Like, this is so to speak the least I can do in Yotzei the Mitzvah type of thing.
I mean, you could ask the question even stronger. Let's say I go into somebody and I walk in. I know. Okay, excuse me. 1 second. I'm just going to say Kapitel Tehillim. Don't please don't interrupt me, sick person, while I daven for you. Okay, are you okay? Is the food good? Is the beds good? Okay, good. Next. Right. There was someone who once went into Belzerov, and he did that. He basically just he walked in, said a Kapitel Tehillim, and walked out. So Belzerov called him back in. He says, I think he said, Lushin, like, I'm not your lulav and esrog that you shake to be mekayim the mitzvah. I'm not your chefza shel mitzvah. I'm not a cholim. Your chefza shel biker cholim. So even within that, there's different levels. But obviously, yeah, I think it makes sense to say this. It's much more of a Kavadik way. It's much more of a hidder mitzvah to do it in person. But if you can't, you can't.
You can argue that if I'm going to come to a biker cholim or nichum aveilim, and I'm going to come and I'm going to run in literally for 30 seconds, say I'm here to see you, and then leave, as opposed to calling on the telephone and be able to spend 15-20 minutes having a conversation and really being, especially with an avel specifically,
yeah,
that really might be a better nechama than to do it so hurriedly just to be physically there.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard because let's say you're at a shiva house and then they get a phone call and there's everyone sitting around, all the person on the phone for 15-20 minutes. There, you're there, you hear the conversation. We should talk slowly how to make a proper shiva call. Ari Leibowitz had an article in one of the YU Torahs about what the proper. Unfortunately, many times people do not understand what's proper and improper to do, to say, how to act in a. Maybe, well, we'll somehow try to make a shir out of that and address those points. But let's go to another point about digital mitzvahs. Here's a new chiddush. I'm not going to make it to Minyan. Can you Skype me in? Can we
if
this was a lot, right? We need you two guys. Quick, just pull out your devices. Get in. If this actually would work, that would change the face of Jewry. No one will come to Minyan.
We'll hang out Minyan.
Right. I'll be in my living room. You'll be in your living room. What?
He needs sex, and then the other four
of us. Yeah. We'll guide him in.
We wouldn't need a security system, you know.
That's right.
It would be a virtual synagogue.
Virtual. So we know this doesn't work, but let's see a little bit about this. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Nun Hey Yud Gimel says Tzarich Shiyu Kol Hasara B'Mokam Echad B'Shlich Tzibur Imahem. So you have to have all 10 people in one space. They have to be here together. Chaf Hayu Asar B'Mokam Echad V'Oimrim Kaddish Kedusha Afilim Yishe Einu Imahem Yochel La'Anos. So if you hear them, I don't know, the windows are open. Someone's walking past
in the hallway.
And you're in the hallway. You can answer. Right? Hallway. If the door's open, that would be a tziruf. Actually, that would be. Let's say Baruch Hashem, this room is totally filled. We don't have any room for anybody to stand on. It's a spill out into the hallway. Lechora, that's a mission in Erevin. I think that would count as a minyan. They would be mitzrayif them. What does the mission Baruch say? Ratz loymar afilu hu bebeis acher. You're in a different room. Rochuk legamrei. You're very far. Kevin Shasarahim Bimokum Echad. Shini Shri Binehim. You have the Shina with them, the 10 people there. Va'oz Afidu Mechitza Shabarza in the Mafsekas being Komi Shiroitzil Itzarifimon Atzmo. right? It's because you have the Shechina there, so then you can be across the street. You can be across the street in Gevalt, in Hasidim. See, some shuls you go to, it's like a library. You're sitting quietly, don't disturb anyone. Other people, Gevalt, it's like, what can I, Lahavdil, it's a, what should I say, Madison Square Garden. It's Leibedik. So you hear them. You hear them, Dom. You hear them screaming on Main Yeshua. You hear Kedusha. So if you're across the street and you hear it, you can answer. You can answer. You been to Carlin Stolem? Gevalt. We should bring them in as like a Scotland residence. How to daven. Screaming. Screaming. But they practice that way. That they train the little kids. It's amazing. So you'll definitely hear them. Now here's a chiddush. I'm nervous to say this, but it is what the halacha is. If you look at the next in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi, Yishtadil Adam, a person should try, should strive, lispal the basic nezim atziba, should try to daven with a minion. Doesn't say you're mechuyev. Does not say you're mechuyev. It says you should try daven with a minion. Imhu onus, and if you're something happened that is beyond your control, shein yochel aval the basic nezis, and you're not able to get to shul, there's a snowstorm, or a person broke their leg or something like that. So what should you do if you can't get to shul? Yechavin hispal b'shash etzim mispalin. So then you should daven at the same time. You know what shachris is? It's 6:15. So you'll daven at 6:15 in the morning in your house at the same time. So even though again we're not going to let you Skype into a minyan, we're not going to do anything like that. But there's a concept in halachim davening at the zman that the tzibur is praying.
Based on the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, it sounds like he might rule that actually, if there is a tzibur in the shul, and you can't do anything but Skype in, that would be preferable if somebody could bring your device there and you could, or whatever. I don't know how you do it exactly.
Why? Because you would answer Amen?
Because you're actually with them. You can actually stay with the whole tempo of what the tzibur is doing.
Okay, I don't think it has. I think when it says zman, doesn't mean that, you know, I said Psuke de Zimmer in 17 minutes and the Siva said it in 14 minutes. Now we're off.
But why wouldn't it be better if you're actually kind of with them? Even if you're not there physically. I'm just saying it might be better based on what Moshe Feinstein ruled before.
I don't think there's any and you'd have to be like that.
You don't think under the heading of you do what you can?
No. We don't see anything like that about actually being with the minion word for word. What could I tell you? What would you say about the following case, though? Let's say, let's forget like a bad weather. Let's say a person, for whatever reason, is going to have to daven b'yichidus. They have to daven. No, they're home. They're home, but they have two. They missed minyan. So the latest minyan, it's now 11 o'clock at night. Had a chasana and whatever he missed. He didn't get a marv at the chasana. Now he's home. He has two choices. He's going to daven b'yichidus because there are no minyanim. Shidam Yechidus in his house, or Shidam Yechidus in the shul? Where's Shidavin? The shul. If a person has two choices, then Shachris. Let's say a person can't daven Shachris. So he missed Shachris, whatever. Now he has a choice. He can daven Shachris, he can daven in his house by the kotel, or he's going to daven in the shul. He should go to the shul and daven be Yechidus. That's the halacha. So look at the following question that was asked of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Look at the following thing. Hamispal be Yechidus. Person is going to daven by themselves. There isn't the minion. Other shispal the beso. It's better to daven in your house. B'shash etziru mispalim. That's better to daven in your house at the right time. Mishispal the b'shash cheres beisa kineses than to daven at a later time. In an empty shul, right? So what I said was the question is just it's now there's no minion anymore. So when you have no minion, obviously the shul wins over your house, right? But if there is a minion and you just can't make it, it's better to daven at the time that the minion is davening in your house rather than coming later and davening by yourself. You're still davening b'yichidus, right? But you see in halacha, there's a maila to this thing of zman shetzibur mispalim. According to some achronim, that's by women's tefillah. Women don't have a din of a tzibur, but they do have this concept. When they're davening along with the men, they have this concept of bizman shetzibur mispalim. According to some achronim like that. Ula mala zu shel tefillah Shah, it's a type of Shah, Shatsir Mispalim, he dav kikish mechavim, he tzarif litzibur, misuyam, lispal imohim. So that you're, you know, certain places you can always find a minion. You know, I missed the 9:30, I'll get the 9:45. Missed 9:30, I'll get the 10, I'll get the 10 or 10, right? There's an idea about
What's
that.
What's the range when you're from mechavim, right? That brings up the question of.
In your town.
Your town?
In your town. I know there's. B'nai Shurin has like a 10 o'clock marv, right? So it's got to be. I think.
But if, let's say you're traveling and you're in a different time zone, can you daven chakras? Let's say you daven chakras after Zaman, but it's at the time that...
No. We follow the time zones. We follow the time zones where you are, you're at. Uh-huh. Which reminds me of a story. Last Shabbos when I was in Muncie, I heard a mice from Katz who was... there was a Kotzker chassid. On Kotzk, they have like different rules. Kotzk has different rules. So he told me about the a Yid. His daily schedule was as follows. Kotzk. He would wake up at midnight for Tikkun Chatzos, and then he would learn the whole night through, the whole day through. He would stop like 2 hours before Shkia, Davin Shachris, Mincha Mariv, all three back to back, go to sleep, then wake up in the middle of the night to start Tikkun Chatzos. And that was his daily schedule in Kotzk. Okay, these are the type of people we're talking. It's a different level. But no, if you're not a Kotzk or Chassid, I would suggest you're davening at the Zman where you're at.
Yeah.
So we follow that.
Going back for a second, yeah. Like if you're outside the shul and you hear it, you can answer whatever. So maybe Joey remembers this because he's probably the only one here that might. OT, before they were OT, they were in the RPRY gym.
Right.
And they basically had the mechitza like boxed around for the men. And if there were women that came, they'd be on the outside of the mechitza, basically, anywhere, outside of it. And even if there weren't women, there would be, a lot of guys that would be on the outside of the mechitza. And there would be people there, like almost like yelling at them, no, you have to be inside. You're not part of the minyan if you're outside and whatever. And it was a whole thing back and forth. And this was like for years and years.
If they don't actually ask the rabbi, they just yelled at each other.
That I couldn't tell you. But
yeah. No, so technically, if it's in the room, it'd be mitzvah. Good, okay. So let's move down to Megillah. There's Chuvus of Chama, but Yosef had it's on the sheep, but we'll sit over outside. But let's do Ramosha first. Hini bedavar kriyas hamagillah al yaday.
Microphone.
It's hard to say what the halach would be in such a case. Right? What's the science behind? Microphone. It's not proper to use the microphone for hearing the Megillah. At the end of the tshuva, he has a kula. I'm gonna skip a little bit. So the next paragraph says, "Hine l'di misalak l'tuva." Afim nimisha ev emes kamiras hamumchim, like the experts tell us, shlo nishma kol ha'adam ela kol acher shenase mikolo. That's the whole discussion. Tried watching some YouTube videos on this to understand exactly how microphones work, but the discussion really breaks down. Is that called kolo mamish? Are you really hearing the person's voice when you hear the microphone? So that would be a discussion in the poskim. V'tam shekeimin she'al kol panim rakish hu kore nishma hakol yesh lahachshiv zeh kishmias kol umamish. You could count it that way. Hare kol zeh shenishma osa kol umamish. What you're hearing is the person's voice. Okay, I'm not going to get into the science behind it, the sound waves, etc. Men lanu etzim koach hashmia eich hu she'ulai hu gam kein be'oifin zeh shenivra eze divrei ba'avir umagia la'ozno. Meaning, maybe we could rely upon this. Okay, skip a little words. Underline the chain. Efshe shagam hakol hanishma b'microphone be'eish medaber hashoshomim oso hu nechshav kol umamish v'chein ha yosem mistaber. So Moshe relies upon this, upon using. So if anyone is in a place where they use microphones for the Kriyas HaMegillah, I think they do that at Frisch in the Vedvin, but I believe they do that, use a microphone. So you have Moshe to rely upon. So let me give you the opposite extreme. And many, many times, I should say the opposite. Very rarely was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach so stark that you should accept my opinion. He was a gadol b'Yisrael, and he understood there's different opinions. But on this issue, Eish Lahava, that he felt it is not kolo, and you are not yotze at all by using a microphone. So I remember when my wife's grandmother was alive, Bab Yester, so every Matzi Shabbos, so obviously to get on the phone and make Havdalah for her. She was on the Lower East Side. Aaron Kuhi, right?
Same thing.
So let's plug it in. What would Rav Shlomo Zalman Orach say, and what would Rav Moshe Feinstein say?
Rav Moshe would say it's fine.
It's fine.
And Shlomo's
on up. Okay, so she lived in the Lower East Side, so she had what to rely upon, right? Yeah. She remembers her Moshe. So, but that's the answer. What's the middle ground? So the middle ground, it's not here in the sources, but there is a middle ground. You know what? Shidur Chai?
Live broadcast.
So that they have a tshuva. Chacham Vad Yosef has a tshuva at a live broadcast about these things. What about laying the Megillah live on the radio? And what about using a microphone? Somebody that's in the same tshuva. So he has almost a compromised position. Again, from a Moshe, seemed to be okay. From Shlomo Zalman, seemed certainly not okay. I didn't read it to you, but that's what he says in the. It's there. Chavai is one thing. What about if you're in a shul where you could hear it without the microphone? But it's just amplifying. It's making it easier. In other words, unless you have around the bima, so you have a chevra here. Everyone could hear without a microphone. Okay. But let's say you had a larger shul. I think Rabbi Labaton, all of a sudden his shul, I don't remember if they did that, but he had such a thing where there was people who could hear it. Those who were close by would hear without the microphone. Those who were, I don't know, in the back, maybe would not be able to hear without the microphone. So he writes, it's almost like a compromise position, those who could hear it without are Yotze, even though they're hearing it through a microphone, because the microphone didn't add anything. Those who are in the back who could not hear it without the use of the microphone, they're not being Yotze through that. I believe that was his pshura that he worked.
Hearing aid works the same way, no?
What's that?
Hearing aid.
Hearing aid. Yeah. So hearing aids would be it's a big topic, actually.
So Zon was the first one to really discuss here.
Correct. There's a mother, I think, that he had.
I don't know. Then my father went to him with a shayla and.
Went through Shlomo Zalman Orbach?
With like two sisters who wear hearing aids.
Yeah.
His shayla was not so much about. His shayla wasn't about them being Yotzei mitzvahs through them, but rather about turning the volume up and down, changing the battery.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Uh-huh. That's she was Shabbos Kilka, so you see that some of that information is there because of my father's shayla.
Oh, really?
Because it was still at the very cusp, of that stuff happening. That is an issue of Pekach Nefesh. He basically says, you can do. But he didn't ask the Shiloh about
listening. The Nishmas Avram has a beautiful piece on hearing aids. He quotes Chuvas from Shlomo Zalman. Maybe we'll.
But it's also it's different though, even then than now, because then it was amplification and the digital. Now it's again now the digital technology is it the same. Is it the same voice just louder?
Right.
Versus a complete and total recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down and then it's like, you know.
The simple cochlear implants and stuff like that. Right. It's a different. Yeah. Okay, good.
And then would it make a difference if you could hear without the hearing aid? But you're wearing a hearing aid anyway, so it is amplifying it. But if you didn't have it. In there.
I don't know. I don't know the medicine. I don't know the science behind it well enough how hearing aids work, whether or not. How that, if that's changing, I don't know. Well, I don't answer. I hear your question. I don't want to try the answer.
This discussion we've just had about the microphone is about specifically being Yotzei emitted by hearing through the microphone.
Correct.
Not about what using the microphone in general.
No, not the grama microphone. No, no, no. Not
the microphone on Shabbos.
No, no, no.
That's separate.
Yeah. We're talking Megillah.
Different microphone systems.
There's no Megillah. There's no Megillah on Shabbos. Right. We're talking about the.
So I mean, you're going like, what about if someone gave you shear? And a microphone to a large room. Is that you get the mitzvah?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, you think no one was Yotze in Madison Square Garden because they heard over the microphone?
Well, I was going to say, see.
See my shas.
See my shas.
You know what I want to talk about, see my shas? At the Barclays Center, they said Tachanun, and at MetLife, they did not say Tachanun. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe that's another. Okay, let me try to move things along a little bit.
But did they daven with a microphone?
Yes, he davened with a microphone.
So the entire keyboard could be the entire.
Okay,
there's no way of someone sitting in the nosebleed.
That was me. That was me sitting in the nosebleed.
With Dominion, where you probably, or enough people around you. The Chazan was at the front. You could know you could heard a bark without it.
No way. No way.
Is this the same issue when we had a Chazan and they shut up all the brothers?
That, yes, that is 100% a thing that the post discussed about. There should be 10 people who could hear the Sheva Brachos without the microphone. Oh, that comes up in the postgame as well. Correct. That's a true
and
point.
And everybody else can see I'm in?
Yeah, because if you're in the back, it depends how big the chas is, but most probably the 10 people who are in the front row
just relying on their amen, even though we don't hear really.
That the one who's making the brachos is relying upon those 10 people. You have to have a minion for the...
Some people in the back can say amen. It's not an amen yisoma.
No, you can still answer
that's
main to it.
That's a child. If you're at a big minion and you can't hear the chazan saying bark, but you hear everyone else answering, you're allowed to answer with them. It's part of the people with them.
Right. The shul in Alexander used to wave the flags.
Right.
Yes. Okay, I just wanted to cover one or two more points about tzedakah. Giving tzedakah online. So normally you have to see the ani. So would there be any milas? You have these PayPal accounts. You have these things. So it could be giving tzedakah digitally is even better. It's anonymous. The Rambam's 8 levels. You don't know. And then you can go. So you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Aniyim. He goes the whole progression. He starts on the next page. Halacha Zayin. Shmona malos yesh b'tzedakah zu l'mala mizu. There are 8 levels. Mala gedola, great. Shein l'mala mimenu zesh machzik b'yad Yisrael. Noisin lo matona. O halva, o osa imo shutfus, o matzilo malacha, kedei lachlik es yado, ad shal yitzrach lebrios lisho. So the famous thing, you teach the guy how to fish, so now he can support himself rather than giving him a fish. You support him, you take him in as a partner, you bring him in, and you give him the ability to stand on his own 2 feet. Pachos mizeh, a little bit lesser than that, hanoisin tzadak laneim velo yada leminoson, velo yada ha'anim emilokach. So it's anonymous. You don't know who got it, and then Ani doesn't know who got it. Pachos mizeh, a little less than that. Shiyada hanosein nemi yitain. The one who's giving knows who he's getting it to. V'lo yada ha'ani mimi lokach. But the ani doesn't know who gave it to him. It's anonymous. You know how it went. So this is amazing. If you can make an online donation and you don't know who's getting it, you're giving to a fund. It's a wonderful way of doing that. So on this thing, actually doing digital mitzvahs of giving tzedakah would be amazing. Another point, maybe 2 points it does. Mechiras chametz. Could you do mechiras chametz before you look inside? What would you think? Could you do mechiras chametz electronically? Click a few buttons, fill out a form on the thing, drop down menu. Right? Here's my chametz. Your location is the value. Da da. Click.
Yeah, but in person we're always taking like your pen or
you're always taking
whatever your keys, something. Your
my keys, my phone, my garto, whatever. So why do we do that? You know what it's called? Kinyan. It's a we make a kinyan on that. So really, this is can you make a kinyan over the phone, over the internet?
Why couldn't you just create a widget electronically that you just lift up like a picture? There
you go. Yeah, that's better. Could you do this? So you'd be surprised to learn the answer is yes. Wow. The answer is yes. You could do that. We try not to. For a variety of reasons. First of all, minhag avasein biyadeinu. This is not the way mechiras chametz. First of all, mechiras chametz in general is not one of the ultimate minhag. It's only a few hundred years old. It really happened when Jews started owning large quantities of schnapps, of chametz. They had to find some aroma, some legal loophole to get out of it. I don't necessarily try not to sell chametz gum or if you could get out of it. But the whole idea of making it into that, for now, we have an idea. He explains, let me say, I'll show you. Minhag HaSoikrim. Where is that? It's on the next page. Let's go in order. 1 second. Customary, the sale of chametz is a two-step process. With the individual first signing authorization, granting power of attorney to the rabbi, and then the day before Pesach, the rabbi meets with the Gentile purchaser and sells the chametz of many individuals and businesses that have given the power of attorney. Rabbi Lubin told me he thinks he sells the most chametz in the world. Because he sells for the OU. So it's $500 million worth of chametz, Rabbi Lubin. That's a little bit more than your box of Cheerios, right? This actual sale must be in person. That has to be done in person because we were machmir. There's 6 or 7 different types of kinyanim. We're not sure which ones work with the Gentiles. We do all of them. That has to definitely be done in person. Fine. While the halacha is very clear about various types of property that are sold or given, granting such authority is more of an abstraction and traditionally has been done both with signing of the contract, right, and the use of the kinyan sudor. The post made clear that it's really the contract that formally creates the relationship and the kinyan is done to give it extra strength.
There's some people, many, multiple kinyan, even more than there, right? There are some who are about to do 3 or 4 different types of kinyan.
With the Rav, you're saying?
I think with the Rav, certainly with the guy, but with the Rav.
The Rav, the guy for sure. So I didn't realize it was brought down. That's why sometimes, it's not a plug, that's why sometimes they give money to the Rav, because then already that becomes like a poel, that he's gonna, and there's more of a stronger chazak that he's going to do the shlichus when there's money being given, but there are certain people who do more than this. What about authorization that comes in other ways? Oral authorization, in our case, online authorization. Can you do this? Sianti's question is based on a fascinating concept in halacha, namely that even the official methods of making a kinyan and transferring property, any practice used to transfer property, which become customarily in a society, is considered valid by the halacha. So if we were in class, I would say, kids, underline that line. That's it. Minhag ha-soichrim. What's the minhag amongst soichrim or businessmen? So when you buy something online, on Amazon, on eBay, whatever, Macy, you click on the button. That's how you purchase it. So there's no difference between clicking on the button to make a kinyan for your chametz.
Could you argue, though, that the transfer of money? Because of the transfer of money... All you
need is power of attorney. You have to authorize. It's better, but it's not required to do a kinyan suder.
At what point do you acquire... So when you buy something online...
Oh, so how do kinyanim work on Shabbos and on internet things?
Even before Shabbos, but even internet. I mean, can you buy something online? So did you buy it at that moment? That typically they won't charge your card until it's shipped, right?
There's a question about that because of Pesach. I forget what the exact question was.
When you take ownership of it. Right. Can you correct. Want the comments to come after Pesach?
Okay, that's a bigger topic, how internet kinyanim work. L'maisa, it works. That we can ding zach and figure out when the kinyan happens. But L'maisa, it does work. Minhaga Soichrim, it does work to make a kinyan. And therefore, one could, but again, it's not ideal. For a variety of reasons. First of all, for many times, it's just a personal interaction that happens during Mechiras Chametz. That you hear what's going on, you get a little update, you get to talk to you, you make a relationship. It's very important. The Rabbanus, it's about a relationship. So then, there's no relationship when it's being done online. On the other hand, a person could forget about it. They might not remember to click. So, I don't think it's ideal. Lemaisa, but if it has to be done, it could be done. I think there are some local rabbanim who do that. Who they have, you can authorize them either over the phone or online or something like that. Maybe Chabad also has something like that. You could sell the chametz for you. But at the end of the day, what's the best thing for all the internet? Torah anytime. Was it you know what the slogan is? God's reason for the internet, right? I think it's Torah anytime. Am I wrong? Yeah. Right. How much more Torah is in the world now because of the internet? Right? How much Torah is being why Torahs are like 200,000 shiurim are on there, right? It used to be, if you remember back in the day, the dial a daf. You had to get up on the phone, right? You had to call. What do you have here?
I looked up on Wikipedia when we were talking about Bikur Cholim. So I looked up Bikur Cholim on Wikipedia.
Oh, so there you go.
Here's the origin of it.
There you go. All right, excellent.
There's actually something called Halakhapedia, I think, that
exists. Right, there is, right.
Yeah, it's a fresh Talmud, that's Sultan.
But I don't have it bookmarked yet.
Last page. Perhaps the best way... See, I didn't know you were going to have the Wikipedia page open. The best way to finish is to point out the major area where modern technologies create opportunities like never before. It may seem surprising, given the resistance sometimes seen to advances in technology and the internet in some religious circles, but historically, starting in 1475, when the first Hebrew book, Chumashim Pirush Rashi, was printed, going to low-tech methods such as the radio, right, of tights, was the first one to have the Daf HaShavua, Motzei Shabbos, right? He would learn. The 50s, right. Emails... I mean, some of the early emails they used to send out. I mean, Rabbi Frand had a weekly thing, Project Genesis. These are some of the early things that you could...
The head of the New York Board of Rabbis used to give a message on one of the, on 1010 Winds or something. He still does? Something, yeah.
Oh, Rabbi Joseph Potasnik of the New York Board of Rabbis.
I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Different rabbis do it.
We'll end with a Maisa teaching from the Piazetzna. He says that the world is compared to water. and water can be dangerous. You could drown in it. But water could also bring life, chias, to a person. So too, if a person has technology, you could use technology in bringing chias to people. Obviously, you don't need me to give a drush about what the inappropriate things that are available on using the internet. But there's such a positive out there. The water could be harmful. Water could be the opposite. So if we use it as a tool in our avodas Hashem, and for spreading Torah, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg has spreads a tremendous amount of Torah through his, I think, Twitter and WhatsApp and his website, and you can use technology to another fresh graduate. Eh? Mm-hmm. You could use technology for amazing things. So at the end of the day, we saw that digital mitzvahs could be performed doing that. It's not always ideal. And even this, we're here in person. We're sitting in learning. That's better than listening to a shiur online. But there's the interaction, and then there's the questions and stuff like that. And that's obvious thing. But it's better than, you know, you have two choices. What am I going to do? I'm going to go home and watch television. I'm going to put on a shiur. I'm going to listen to Daf Yomi online. Daf Yomi wins. Television loses. That's the answer. But
that's not a good comparison, because it's both technology. We need to read a book. Or we're going to share online.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead, everybody.
Right, it's just
Yeah.
Well, thank you.